Thursday, the 14th of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. We are about to be looking towards the end of our liturgical year, which comes at the end of November. Did you know that, guys? Our liturgical year will end on the 24th of November, when we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King. And then our new liturgical year will begin the following Sunday with the first Sunday of Advent, which is going to be this year, the 1st of December, which is quite cool. This week and next week, we're going to hear readings from some of the more odd books in Scripture. We've already heard some, actually. We heard some last week as well. We're going to hear readings from Revelation. We're going to hear readings from the book of Daniel. And both the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel have readings that are really prophetic. They're about what is going to happen. And perhaps it's worth talking a little bit about what we might hear in those readings. So today and tomorrow, we'll talk about what you're going to hear on Sunday when you listen to the Sunday readings, because on Sunday you will be hearing a reading from the book of Daniel, and we'll also look at the Gospel of Mark. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the book of Daniel today, just so that you have a sense of who was Daniel, when was he writing, what kind of a person was he, and what's going on in this book. In my Good News Bible, if you open it, the very first line, the kind of introductory line to the book of Daniel, says, "The young Hebrews at the court of Nebuchadnezzar." So that straight away locates the story. Because where is the court of Nebuchadnezzar? Who was Nebuchadnezzar? Do you know, guys? Well, he was a very famous ruler of Babylon. So what had happened had been that the Babylonians had conquered Israel, and they'd taken the Israelites back into Babylon to go and work as slaves and as servants in their big empire. So these are the big empires that are sitting in the places that today are really in the Middle East. And Babylon is one of these ancient great empires, and Nebuchadnezzar, one of its great leaders. And so, right at the beginning, we know that this is a story that's happening at a time in which the Jewish people are in exile. They aren't living in Israel. They're yearning to go home. They're yearning to live in a place where their own way of life, their own religion, it feels free to practice and to be who they are. And into this book of Daniel, which really happens in different parts. The first part describes the life of Daniel as a Jewish sage, a Jewish teacher and student at the court of Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. And in the first part, the writer is very interested in us knowing that we must follow God's law. Then, as we get into the book, we then find that Daniel is a person who has visions. He sees visions, allegorical visions is the description that the church normally uses. Allegorical meaning that they are symbolic. Have you learned about symbols? Let me teach you. You already know what a symbol is. So for instance, if you're in a shopping center and you want to find the bathroom, what do you look for? You look for the symbol that looks like a man and a woman standing together, don't you? And you know that that means it's the bathroom. And you could think, well, why is it a man and a woman? It could be like a tap and a toilet that they could put on it. But all over the world, the symbol for the bathroom is a man and a woman. And then when you get there, you go into the one that you are, either the boy's toilet or the girl's toilet, right? Okay, that's a symbol. So sometimes when we want to talk about something, we use symbolic language, we use allegorical language, and that's a bit of what happens in this book of Daniel. There's a little bit of allegorical language going on. So let's have a look at this story, because it's not often that we hear from this book, but we do hear from it at the end of the year. Now, because why is that? Well, we're in the last two Sundays of the year, and we are thinking about the end times. We're thinking about the coming of Christ, the second coming of Christ. We're thinking about who Christ is. We're thinking about kind of the ending of things. That's what the church wants us to do. So, the reading comes from Daniel 12, 1 to 3. And I'm going to read it to you. At that time, Michael, the great prince, the protector of your people, shall arise. And there shall be a time of anguish. So what does anguish mean? It really means pain and suffering, such as never occurred since the nations first came into existence. But at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, and some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead the many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Okay, so this can sound like quite intense language, but what's really going on here? Well, in a nutshell, we're hearing about that thing we believe in and that we're celebrating all of November. We're celebrating the saints, all those who are with Christ, all those who died and are with Christ. And we don't have to be scared of that. I don't think we're being asked to be scared of that. We're being asked to remember that we belong to God. And that's the part that we need to pay attention to. That we are going to go to sleep in death and wake to everlasting life with God and with all the people who we love and who love us, who God loves. And I love that image that those who are wise shall shine with a brightness in the sky. Because I often myself like to go outside and look up at the stars in the night sky. And there's something I often think when I look up at the night sky and the stars. I often think of those whom I love who have died. And I imagine them looking down at us and praying for us. And we know that that's what they do. We know that those who have died hold us in their hearts and they pray for us before God. And so I think when we're listening to Daniel's visions, when we're thinking about Daniel's visions, and we're going to hear one this week, and we're going to hear another one next week, we need to remember that he's writing to people who are not very happy. They're living in a time of being persecuted and in exile, feeling afraid, feeling like they don't belong. And he's promising them that life is going to get better. We can sometimes feel a bit like that. Even if we are South African citizens living in our own country, we can feel a bit like we don't belong. Have you ever been in a class where you felt like I don't fit in, or at a party where I feel like I don't fit in? Or maybe sometimes we even feel it in our own families. Do I really belong here? And Daniel can be saying to all of us to trust that you belong to God. And that is where we are going. We are going. Our whole life is a journey back to the heart of God, and we belong to God. So let's close our eyes now. Let's pray. We pray for all those who we love who have died, and we trust that they are with Christ and in Christ, and that Christ holds them. And we ask that he enfold us also in his love, and console us for our loss, and give us courage. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.